Okay, so cybersecurity, right? It can feel like, I don't know, kind of like this massive, overwhelming thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It feels like every day there's a new headline about some attack. But you know what? Today we're flipping the script. We're digging into how the pros, those cybersecurity wizards, how they actually defend systems.
Yeah, it's easy to get kind of bogged down in just the attack side of things, but getting into that defender's mindset, that's
Yeah.
where it gets really interesting.
Exactly. And we're not just scratching the surface here, are we? We've got some seriously fascinating stuff to go through. You know I'm all about a good deep dive.
Right.
So first up, let's talk firewalls.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone and their dog has heard of a firewall, right?
Right.
But what I find really cool is, well, how much they've changed. It's not just like keep things OUT anymore, is it?
No, definitely not. The DeVries source actually does a really good job, I think, of kind of outlining that evolution. Like those early packet filtering firewalls, they were basically, the traffic cops. Do you have the right papers? Okay, go on
Well,
through.
just checking IDs at the door. But are those IDs even real?
Yeah. That's the thing, right? But as attacks got fancier, defenses had to level up too.
Makes sense.
So then you got connection tracking firewalls. They're remembering past connections. They're looking for patterns. Harder to fool.
Oh, clever.
But the real game changer, application layer firewalls, I think. These are like those next-gen security guards you were talking about.
Well, the DeVries thing mentions that they actually understand what's going on at the application level.
Right.
Not just is this data allowed, but what is this data actually doing?
Yeah, like, is it really a file transfer or is that like an exploit just disguised as something harmless?
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
like they can read the intent, not just the data.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, when you think about it, so many attacks these days, they're all about exploiting the applications themselves, not just the network, right? It
Exactly.
makes you appreciate the whole thought process behind like building those defenses.
Right.
It's amazing. Speaking of defenses, though, we can't forget about the ones we have running on our own devices every single day. Anti-malware and antivirus. Now, confession time. I get these two mixed up all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's a common one that a lot of people do. Think of antivirus, right? Like your immune system. It's targeting those known threats. Like you've got the antibodies ready for, I don't know, a specific virus, right? But anti-malware is more like your overall health, It's about boosting your system's defenses to try and prevent a wider range of infections.
So antivirus is looking for those virus signatures, like a most wanted poster.
Yes.
Anti-malware is like, hold on, this program is acting really shady, even if it's something brand new, never been seen before.
Exactly. The DeVries source mentions, like, next-gen antivirus is using AI now
Oh, wow.
and behavioral analysis.
Fancy.
So it's not just, is this a bad file anymore? It's analyzing how files and programs are acting.
Wow, that's a game changer. It's almost like having a security system that's always learning. That's wild. But even with all that, even with the best defenses, there's always a chance, right? What if there is a vulnerability, something no one's found yet? And that takes us to something really cool, I think. Penetration testing. So basically, ethical hackers, the good guys, are trying to hack you
Right.
before the bad guys do.
Exactly. It's all about finding those weak points before someone with maybe not as good intentions finds them first.
So you're not just randomly poking around, though, are you? There's a method to this
Oh,
madness.
yeah, definitely. The DeVries source, it actually breaks it down into six phases, and it all starts with, like, reconnaissance. So these ethical hackers, they're gathering information.
So it's preparation, planning. You don't just go in blind.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right? And then after reconnaissance, you've got scanning. So now you're using tools, you're probing for vulnerabilities. And then once they've got that lay of the land, the real fun begins. That's the gaining access
And
phase.
that's where the skills come in. So I'm guessing like tools like Kali Linux, Metasploit, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Those are powerful tools. Kali Linux is a whole operating system built for this stuff.
It sounds so like spy movie.
It does.
Yay.
And Metasploit, it's like a framework for actually building and using those
All
exploits.
right.
But, those tools can be used for good or bad, right? It depends who's behind the keyboard.
That's true of so many things in cybersecurity. Speaking of which, let's talk passwords. I know, everyone listening is probably rolling their eyes like, ugh, passwords, we know, but weak passwords, hacker's dream, like leaving your front door wide open.
Absolutely. And how do you even know if your password is strong enough? I mean, you might think it is. That's where password auditing comes in. So cybersecurity pros, they've got tools for this too.
So wait, you're saying you basically try to crack your own passwords?
Yeah. You want to find those weaknesses before someone else does.
Makes sense. So what kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, one of the most well-known is John the Ripper.
John the Ripper. That's an awesome name. What even I is that?
Basically, it just tries every single combination of characters until it finds a match. It's super effective, especially at cracking those weak passwords, but it can take a long time if the password is actually strong.
Right, but time is something hackers have plenty of, unfortunately. So a strong password, absolutely essential. And I'm guessing like tools like Hashcat, they speed that process up even more.
Hashcat is another popular one. Instead of that brute force, you know, trying everything, it uses something called hashing. So it's comparing your password's hash against a whole database of known hashes.
Okay, so it's like a shortcut, but for cracking passwords.
Exactly.
Yikes. Okay. We've been talking about individual devices, you know, like your computer, your phone.
Right.
But when we start talking about entire networks, that's when things get really interesting, I think. Because now you've got countless devices all talking to each other, sharing data.
Yeah, it gets complicated quickly.
So how do you even begin to secure something that complex?
Well, that's where network monitoring comes in. It's essential when you're talking about that scale. Think of it like, I don't know, like the central nervous system of cybersecurity.
Oh, okay. I like that. So it's about having visibility, right? You need to see everything that's happening on your network.
Exactly. Network monitoring tools, they're giving you that real-time view. Who's connecting? What are they accessing? How much bandwidth are they using?
Right, right.
And it's not just about watching for something bad happening. It's also about spotting those anomalies, right?
Things that are just a little bit off.
Yeah. Like those subtle deviations that might, you know, indicate a problem.
So it's like you're not just directing traffic, you're actually learning the patterns of normal behavior so you can spot anything out of place.
Exactly. And the debris source, it actually highlights some of the like the key protocols that are used in network monitoring.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So you've got SNMP, the Simple Network Management Protocol.
And that's how you keep tabs on all the devices on the network, making sure they're all playing nicely together.
Exactly. It's like taking inventory, but in real time. And then you've got ICMP,
okay,
the Internet Control Message Protocol. That one helps routers talk to each other, troubleshoot problems.
Right. So those are kind of like the nuts and bolts of network communication.
Exactly.
But then the debris source also mentions this thing called a Cisco Discovery Protocol, which I'm guessing that's specific to Cisco systems.
It is, yeah. It's how you manage and monitor all those interconnected Cisco devices, make sure they're configured correctly, communicating securely.
Right. And then there's this other one, ThousandEyes Synthetics. Now, if I'm understanding this right, this isn't really about monitoring the network itself, but more like how well applications are actually performing on that network.
Exactly. It's like, imagine having a secret shopper for your network.
Ooh, I like that.
They're simulating user traffic, going to different applications and services so you can see if there are any like bottlenecks.
Interesting. So you might think your network is fine, but are people actually having a good experience using it? That's a really important distinction.
Yeah, because a network can be technically functional, though all the lights are green, but still have these underlying issues that are impacting performance.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah. And that actually leads us to another really important part of network security, vulnerability scanning. So we've talked about defending against attacks, but this is about proactively finding those weak spots before someone else does.
Exactly. You're essentially giving your network a security audit.
Right.
And there are some seriously powerful tools out there that can help with this. Akinetix, Nessus, Burp Suite, GFI Langard, Tripwire IP360.
Whoa. Okay, that's a lot of names. Break those down for me. Akinetix, that one rings a bell.
Yeah, Akinetix is known for web vulnerability scanning.
Right.
So it's like having, I don't know, a team of digital detectives, and they're scouring your websites, your web applications, looking for any security holes.
Okay, and what about Nessus? I feel like I've heard that one before, too.
Nessus is more of a general-purpose vulnerability scanner. It's known for being really comprehensive. Mm. It'll check for, like, a huge number of known vulnerabilities.
So Akinetix is, like, the web specialist. Nessus is more like the general practitioner.
Okay.
What about Burp Suite? That one sounds kind of cool.
Burp Suite, that's a favorite among penetration testers. Hmm. It's a really comprehensive platform for testing web applications, finding vulnerabilities, and even exploiting them, but in a controlled environment.
So it's like a safe space for like practicing your hacking skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the goal is to make those applications more secure in the end.
Right. Okay. And then GFI lingered, you said.
Yeah, GFI lingered. That one's interesting because not only does it scan for vulnerabilities, but it also helps you fix them.
Oh, really? So it's got that patch management built in.
Exactly. It streamlines the whole process of keeping your systems up to date.
Very nice. And then Tripwire IP360 was the last one. What's the story there?
Tripwire. That one's known for its scalability. So if you've got a large network, lots of moving parts, Tripwire can handle it.
Wow. So we've got our web specialist, our general practitioner, our penetration tester's toolkit, our patch management pro, and our large-scale network guru. That's quite the cybersecurity lineup.
It just goes to show you there's no one-size-fits-all solution in cybersecurity.
Right.
You need that layered approach, the right tools for the job.
Makes sense.
And even then.
So, okay, we've got all these layers of defense, right? Firewalls, anti-malware, vulnerability scanners. But what happens when, despite all that, something still gets through?
Well, that's where you need those intrusion detection and prevention systems, your IDPS.
My DPS. Okay.
They're like your eyes and ears on the network, constantly watching for anything suspicious.
Yeah. So if everything else is like, I don't know, locking the doors and windows, this is the alarm system that's going to go off if someone tries to break in.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. And just like alarm systems, IDPS, they come in different types. You've got your intrusion detection systems, or IDS. Those are focused on detection.
Okay.
They're analyzing the network traffic, looking for patterns that match known attack signatures.
So they're looking for those telltale signs, like, oh, we know what this is bad news.
Right. But then what happens if it's something totally new? Like a brand new attack, no one's ever seen it before, there's no signature for it?
Right. Yeah, that's the scary part.
That's where the prevention part comes in. Intrusion prevention systems, or IPS, they're more proactive.
Yeah.
So they don't just detect. They try to actually block those intrusions in real time.
Oh, wow. So IDS is like having security cameras. They're recording everything. IPS is like having the security guards who can actually step in and stop something bad from happening.
Exactly. And just like all the other tools we've talked about, IDPS, they're constantly evolving, trying to stay one step ahead of those new threats.
Right, because the bad guys aren't just like sitting around doing nothing either.
Exactly. And the DevRe source, it actually breaks down IDPS into four main classifications based on how and where they're monitoring for those intrusions.
Okay, let's hear it. What are those classifications?
So first up, you've got network-based IDPS. They're monitoring all the network traffic coming in and out, like the gatekeepers of your network.
So they're watching for any unauthorized access, basically.
Right. Then you've got wireless IDPS.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, with Wi-Fi being everywhere, these are crucial.
Right. Yeah. Because Wi-Fi can be a weak point, can it? If it's not set up right.
Oh, yeah. So wireless IDPS, they're monitoring those airwaves, looking for any unauthorized devices that are trying to connect or any suspicious activity that's coming from devices that are already on the network.
It's like having a security guard just for your Wi-Fi. Okay, what else we got?
Next up is network behavior analysis, or NBA. This one's a little different.
Okay.
Instead of just looking for those specific attack signatures, NBA is all about identifying those unusual traffic patterns, the things that might indicate an attack is happening, even if it's not a known attack.
So it's less about recognizing a familiar bad guy and more about noticing that something just feels off.
Exactly. It's like understanding what's normal for your network and then looking for anything that deviates from that.
That's really interesting. It's like having a detective on the case, right?
Yeah.
Looking for clues that other people might miss.
Okay, so what's the last classification?
Last but not least, you've got host-based IDPS. So these are actually installed on the individual devices.
Oh, right.
So on your computers, your servers, they're monitoring for any suspicious activity that's happening on that specific machine.
So it's like if network-based IDPS is guarding the perimeter, host-based IDPS is like you've got guards stationed at every single door and window inside the building.
Exactly. It's that extra layer of protection just in case something manages to slip past those outer defenses.
It really is all about layers, isn't it? It's like you can never be too careful. It's a lot to think about.
It is. But that's the thing about cybersecurity. You can't just like set it and forget it. It's a constant process. Right. You've got to constantly be evaluating, adapting, improving.
And you need a deep understanding of how both sides work, the attackers and the defenders.
Which is why it's so important to have those skilled professionals, right? The people who live and breathe this stuff, because it's constantly changing.
Absolutely. They're on the front lines of this digital battlefield.
That's it.
So, you know, we've talked about a lot of technical stuff, but I think it's important to remember that cybersecurity is ultimately about people.
That's a good point.
It's about protecting people's data, their privacy, their livelihoods, and it requires a combination of technical expertise, human awareness, and a commitment to staying ahead of the curve.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect note to wrap things up on. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there in the digital world.